privileges of being the pastor of this church is also to be a shepherd of encouragement as it relates to how we see our mission. I have to say this, and don't get me wrong, we do not support missions. We are a mission. Your life's a mission. And so when Paul and Carolyn and the girls in their family are here, it's not like, wow, they're superhuman, that somehow that they're just below the angels or above the angels. I think they are. They're pretty cool people. But here's what they are. They're simply servants of the Lord, just like each of you, who have determined to say, Lord, we want to stay in the midst and make a difference. So here's some words from the book of Proverbs, since we've been going through Proverbs, that ties a thread together that leads us to the very words of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out seven pillars. She has prepared food. She has mixed her wine. And she has set her table. Then she sends out her maidens, and she calls, and from the tops of the heights of the city, they cry out, whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat my food, and drink the wine that I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. The book of Isaiah puts it this way. Ho, everyone who is thirsty, come into the water, that you may have no money, but come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why do I spend money for what's not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. And that thread continues when Jesus Christ would say, don't worry about the bread that can't really feed you. Come to me. I am the bread of life. And then Jesus would say, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. So when you hear from Paul and Carolyn and the girls, whatever's happening in India and those people trying to fill their thirsty soul with Hinduism or communism or Islam or just trying to survive is really no different than people here in Lake County. People need the Lord. And here's the great thing. The thread of Scripture is the cry of our Lord to say, come to me. Amen? Paul, come on up. And whoever else is going to needs to come up to. First of all, it's great to have you here. Before he comes up, here's something that there is a need. Which one of you needs a flute? Someone need a flute? All right, there we go. Because if anyone has a spare flute that they'd like to donate, we need a flute. All right? Because musicians got to have a flute. So, first of all, anyone here have a flute they want to donate? Yeah. All right, we're going to make sure she gets a flute, because if you're a flautist without a flute, then it doesn't really work that way. All right, brother.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Pastor Gary, for this wonderful time to be here. Feel like we're back home again, because truly you have so much love, and you continue to show that in such meaningful ways. You're so faithfully praying and supporting us. Thanks from our hearts. It was so good to spend time with Pastor Gary past couple of days and just hear from his heart what God's doing here. It was such an encouragement. Now I'd like our family to all stand up while Carolyn comes to give greetings. And while they're standing, while they're standing, I want to mention who the flute is for. It's for our youngest, whose flute is out of service now, and she needs a second-hand one that works real well. So if you could help her out, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, the Missions Committee, and all the friends at Grace. Thank you so much for upholding us in your prayers, and we are so grateful to God for bringing us as a family safely into your midst. And last month on 11th, exactly on this day, we as a family had the privilege of visiting Israel, the country, and as our plane landed on Tel Aviv airport, on the land, my son shouted, "We have come to God himself." So he was so happy to get visa, and even me, you know, as Indians, it's so hard to get visa, but he prayed every day, "Lord, help us to see Israel, go there." So in that little heart, he is going to see God himself, you see. And as we as a family entered and walking through the streets of Jerusalem, I was so glad, and these verses came, because God has blessed us who are not Jews to be equal with them and to have no difference. So I would like to read those verses, and that's exactly what's happening in India. We are all becoming his children, because so many people are praying and supporting the missions. And Romans 10th chapter, it says from 10th verse, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, everyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent?" So this is exactly the chain, how it's going, because once we believe in our hearts and when we confess that Jesus is our Lord, he's saved. In India, there are 3 million gods. People can say everyone is God, you know. But when we confess, when we believed in the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord, we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth. So it's very difficult for Indians to say he's the only God who saves us. But that is what is the breakthrough that is happening in India now. Thank you so much for your prayers, because unless someone is sent, unless someone goes, unless someone preaches the word, this will not happen. And thank you for your partnership for all these years. We just celebrated our Silver Jubilee, 25 years of God's faithfulness in outreach ministries to all peoples. Yes, as Abraham received the promise, through you all the nations will be blessed. So, and there are so many people groups in India, more than 4,000. And God has given us that privilege, because there's no difference between Jew and Gentile once we believe in Jesus, and we can inherit the promise that Abraham received. And through us, many peoples are blessed through your prayers and your partnership. And thank you so much. And we are so privileged to be, you know, the missionaries that are sent and also that are being supported and prayed for. Thank you so much for your partnership.
Well, We want to say a hearty thanks to Grace for all your faithful support all these years. Judy, Ray, and George visited us about 5 years ago, and that was the first time a team came from Grace. And so they became the eyes and ears, as it were, because they saw it personally. And that year, Grace came up with a huge Christmas offering. It was amazing. And through that offering, we were able to buy beds for our children, the orphan children at the Haven of Hope. We were able to get them dining room tables, and we could paint the whole school, the school building. So it was a huge gift. And I'd just like to share the first video coming up because our children are saying thanks for the last year's Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And now I'd like to show the second video. And as you're watching this, it's Serena and Sahan who sang the background music. We're celebrating God's faithfulness over these 20 years, 25 years.
Since the day he joined.
We praise God for His faithfulness all these years. And it started with Mom and Dad, who went out to the field in 1953 or so as single missionaries. They got married there. We were born there and raised. And they laid the foundation for what God has done today. And in fact, Mom and Dad visited, I believe it was in 95. Some may remember that they visited this church too. We're just so thankful for the privilege He's given us to serve. Even as Pastor Gary said, ours is only our part. You know, each of us has their own part to fill in building God's kingdom. And I'd like Serena to come forward now to lead in a slideshow just with some more details about the ministry. Serena's our eldest, and she's been helping us in the ministry in the past year. Pray for God's direction in the future.
Good morning to all of you, and it is such a joy and honor to be with you all this Sunday. So this is this is our family, and we were celebrating Sumana's high school graduation in this picture. And Sumana, the youngest, is standing in the middle in the pink sari. Yeah. So this is our Haven campus, as Dad shared before. And what you see is a big school that children go to. And we have boarders, and we also have children who come from the village outside. And we also have the boys' dormitory connected to the school. And we also have a lot of agriculture going on the campus, like rice and different fruit orchards as well. These are our boys. And I just want to share that we have two areas where we do ministry. One is through children ministry, and that is through orphan care. And so these are all our boys in our Haven of Hope home. And this picture was taken a few years ago, so many of them are seniors now. But they give us so much joy, and they also keep us on our toes because they're boys. And yeah. And these are our girls, our angels. And so we really thank God for them, because in India, girls are not treated equally to boys, but we thank God for each and every one of them, and we raise them with the confidence and with the empowerment that they are children of God. So this is Anil. Anil came to us when he was around 4 or 5 years old. He was very young, and he has been with us ever since. He's the youngest of 4 siblings, and these children were discovered in a forest after they were orphaned by their orphaned, and they were abandoned by their community. And when Anil came to us, he was a little bright boy who was just so curious about everything, and he still is. And God has gifted him with great athletic abilities, which have given him a full ride scholarship in a nice university in the South. So we praise God for that. And Anil was also able to compete at a national level in soccer. So these are our 5 young students that have been with us since they were very, very young. And on the far left, you see, can I take this out? On the far left, you'll see Naveena. Now she's going to be studying nursing, and Anil is doing his engineering. And in the middle, you see Santosh. And Santosh has been struggling for a while to figure out what he wanted to do. But I think he was really, trying to discern whether he had a calling on his life. And recently he wrote us a letter saying that he does have a calling to go into the ministry. And it's really been an answer to prayer, because mom and dad have been praying that many young people will rise up to the challenge, and that a new generation of missionaries, national missionaries, will go out into the field. So Santosh has really been an answer to prayer. Kalyan is also doing his university studies, and now Vinesh on the far right is doing his bachelor's in pharmacy. This is a satellite orphanage that we have in Maharashtra. So it's a branch of Haven of Hope. And this is an Ashti. So this is Pastor Daniel and his wife, Jaya. And they have all these beautiful children that are growing up in their care and being raised in the Christian faith. So we thank God for this. This is another orphanage in Jagdalpur, and this is a home only for boys, and Pastor Gabriel is raising them up to be great Christian leaders. So we are very grateful to him and his family who have taken this up. We also have three primary schools in the Adilabad area, and this is one of these schools, and we see the principal, Vijaya. She is such a bright lady who has brought so much color and life to this small village. And she is really nurturing these children, and she's become a real beacon of light in this community. And everybody, they love her. So we're so glad at how she is nurturing and fostering these children. Recently, we were able to purchase a school van, for one of these primary schools, which are called Good Children Happy Day Schools. And this will allow more children to come into the school, you know, from different places. So another facet of our ministry is church planting. And this has been going on for 25 years now. So we were able to celebrate that Silver Jubilee. And here in this picture, you see all our pastors from different fields. And for the first time, we were able to host the pastors and many of the believers from all three fields of our ministry, from Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, and Telangana. So for 4 days, we had a conference, and our campus hosted 800 people. So Mom really pulled it off with a lot of help. So we were really happy during this time. So you'll see pastors, especially from the Adilabad area, who have been with us from the beginning. So a part of this church planting is to train young nationals who are interested in ministry and to equip them to minister and to plant churches. So this is one training center in Chandrapur, and Pastor Rajesh on the far right is leading this center, and he has trained many young people who have the call to ministry to be equipped with the Word of God and with the knowledge in order to preach and to spread the good news. So this is a very powerful story of a man called Bharat, who's in the middle, and Pastor Zechariah, who's on the far right. Pastor Zechariah, Pastor Zechariah worked within this field, and he was ministering to the Gones for 9 years, but he saw barely any fruit, and he was very disappointed and discouraged. And he confessed to one of the senior pastors, saying, I want to give up. I don't think I can go on. There's hardly any fruit from my labor. But his senior encouraged him to stick through it and to stand firm in prayer. And so Zechariah took that advice, and he was consistent in his prayer life. So what came out of this situation was that at one point there was a man in the village who was a leader of the village, and he was severely afflicted by demonic oppression. And him and his family, they went to all sorts of places to find deliverance, but none came. And so Bharat and his family heard of Pastor Zechariah and heard that when he prays, evil spirits do leave. And so they took him to Pastor Zechariah, and they held 1 week long vigil praying for this man. And he was finally released from all sorts of oppression. And we praise God for that, because through his testimony, many people believed in Jesus Christ. And now Pastor Zechariah has 120 believers. And so we are so grateful that God has blessed his patience and perseverance. So this is another picture of some of the new believers that have taken the step of faith. And you can really see that these are people who have been drawn to the light because they have been living in the darkness. And once they have seen the light, you can see the joy in their faces. That's Pastor Zechariah on the right. And this is also another group of believers who recently took the step of faith. In one day, they baptized 30 people. So there's really a fire spreading in this area, and we praise God that we're able to witness it. And this is Pastor Moses' church, and Pastor Moses has had some discouragement from you know, various people, and he's also been persecuted as well for his faith, and his church has been as well, but he has stood firm through it all. And because these pastors minister in very tribal areas, they see a lot of people who are being ostracized from their community, and it puts a lot of pressure on the new believers. But because they have found the one and true God, many of them are standing firm in their faith. This is another church in that area as well. So we, if you go back to the other slide, this is to show that there are, that we help in providing ministry centers for many of these believers. So we contribute money to go towards the building of the roof, and the church come together to chip in, everyone chips in order to build the rest of the building. So they really own their ministry centers and their churches, and they also see the power of their faith and prayer in seeing how God provides for them. So we have started this venture very recently, over the last couple of years, and these are sewing centers. And because many of the Goans in the Adilabad district are very resistant to the gospel, we decided to start these sewing centers to equip women with the skill of stitching and of making clothes in order to form relationships in these villages and to take the love of God through practical methods. And so this is a sewing center. And this is a dear sister called Yesumani, and she's a wonderful seamstress, and she has trained a lot of women in sewing. And so this is a 5-month long period where they get free training, and by the end of this training period, they get a sewing machine for half the price. So they contribute half of the price, and we contribute half. So with this, they have a sense of ownership, and they value it more. So through this, many women are empowered, and they also have a skill set that can grant them some economic stability in their homes and also give them a status in their communities. And we've also had the pleasure of fulfilling, you know, some women's lifelong dream of wanting to be able to sew. This is a sewing center that was recently inaugurated, and many of the village leaders come to these meetings because this is bringing development into their small, rural, very unreached areas. And one such village elder you see in the glasses and the thick mustache standing behind, he said that he appreciates all that our organization is doing for these ladies, but he had one word of caution, and he said, "Do not touch our religion," because many of these villages are tribal Gondi villages, and they have a lot of unity. And he explained that if some of our people convert to Christianity, then it disrupts and it disturbs the unity of our community. So please do not touch our religion. But Mom stood her ground, and she said, "It is because of the love of God that we have come to do this, to give free training to all your women. And God is a creative God, and he has endowed all of us with creative abilities to create. And if it wasn't for his love, we wouldn't be doing this. So we have to talk about him. We have to share about him. And no one is forcing you to believe. You know, it is your decision. But we just want to introduce this God to you, who loves you so much." And he accepted, and he said, "I would like to know about this God more." So we have learned that it is good to be upfront from the very beginning about our intentions of bringing the love of God, so that people are disarmed. And we were also very, very happy. This past couple of years have really been a time of rejoicing. And in this picture, you see that Mom is holding the translated copy of the Gondi New Testament. So the New Testament has been translated into Gondi, and so now many Gons have the Bible in their own language. So this was a time of great rejoicing for many of the Gondi Christians. And this is just going to be the first step into a big breakthrough that is going to happen in the Gondi tribe. And we are really praising God and thanking him for this. So the Bible now is in a written form, and it is also coming out in an audio form. It's already come out, and it's on... And Faith Comes by Hearing, the organization, has put it on this little device called the Proclaimer. And so we were able to visit this organization in Albuquerque. And it's a dramatized audio version of the New Testament in Gondi. And it's really beautiful because the Gonds are really an oral tribe. They don't have their language in a written form. It takes on the trade language written form. So we are so thankful that they will be able to hear the Word of God. And faith does come by hearing. So God is really working, and we are so glad that we're able to see and witness all of this. Yep, that's the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Serena. And I would just like to ask you to continue to pray for us, because there's a lot of opposition in the country now with some political changes going on. There's a real grassroots opposition movement to the gospel, but the word continues to spread like wildfire. You know all about wildfire, right? And nothing can stop it, and God is doing wonderful things. So your prayers are going to fuel that fire. And pray for the protection of our workers, protection of our family, and for the faith of the believers. Pray for our three daughters and our son. They're at three different stages, but our youngest is in a big stage of transition going into college. So pray especially for her. Well, I have just a few minutes, and I'd love to share a few thoughts that and let's pray that the word would speak to us at this time. Lord, we thank you. You are a wonder-working God. You're so faithful, and you speak to us through your word. And I ask that you'd use me as your instrument in these few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. The first one, inheriting God's kingdom, principles from the book of Daniel. And if you look at the next one, and in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever, and ever. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given for the saints of the Most High, and the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. I'm so thrilled by the book of Daniel and the theme that runs through it on the kingdom of God. And talking with Pastor Gary, it seems his first message was about the kingdom of God. His first message here was about the kingdom of God. And that's who we all are. We're members of this unseen, eternal kingdom. And, you know, Outreach Map, we're doing our part by expressing the love of God and taking the gospel so that people will receive his salvation. And all of us have a part in this wonderful kingdom. And Daniel is a great example. If you'll go on to the next slide, he showed some principles of being a kingdom builder. And one of them is total consecration. You know the story, how he gave up the delicacies of the king so that he would not be defiled. And this is a challenge for us because in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. What would you choose if you had to drink from two glasses of water? Would you choose the dirty glass or the clean glass? The clean glass. Well, God chooses those who've been cleansed for mighty purposes. This is the first thing we learn from Daniel's life. And you know what it is that defiles you. I know what defiles me. Daniel, for him, it was food. For each person, it's a different thing, but it's asking God to cleanse us from those things that hinder us from being his kingdom builders. And the second thing we learn from Daniel, we learn total dependence. And that prayer is a conduit to bring God's kingdom on earth. Daniel, every step of the way, he was a prayer warrior. Well, in chapter, through united prayer, through everyday prayer, you know, in he was willing to go to the lion's den for that, and then through fasting prayer. Well, one incident in chapter 2, you'll see where he called his friends because the king had said, all the wise men's lives are on the line unless they tell me the dream and the meaning of the dream. Daniel took a challenge. And he said, nothing is too difficult for God. And he joined with his three friends and they prayed in the night. And God miraculously revealed the dream and the meaning of the dream. And Daniel gave glory to God. We've seen multiple incidents how prayer is moving God's hand. And Carolyn came down with cancer 10 years ago. Today she's cancer-free. Many of you prayed for her healing, and we praise God. Haven of Hope, the property was about to be submerged in a government irrigation project, and through prayer, many of you prayed for that. Now it's shifted down 60 miles downstream, and we're still able to continue there. These are just a couple of incidents how God answered our prayers. So that's why we encourage you to sign up at the back and receive our regular email updates, because when you're intelligently praying for what God is doing and the needs, then God will definitely work. And the third thing that we learn from Daniel is total commitment. When we are willing to lay down our lives, God reveals his glory. No holds barred. He was willing to go to the lion's den for his faith. His three friends were willing to go to the fire, and God allowed them to go, but he saved them from it. And this is the promise that God gives us in Mark chapter 8, verses 35. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? And so that's the challenge that God gives us today. Going all the way for God, whatever that means, and for each one, it will be different. David Elliott, great missionary to the Wadoni tribe, he said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. So that's the hope we have as members of this eternal kingdom. When we make concrete decisions, as Daniel did in his personal life and his devotional life and his commitment to God, that God used him mightily as his agent, and he wants to use each one of us in our circle of influence to be his agents of kingdom building. So I'd ask that you'd take that challenge. And what is the next step that God is asking you to take in being that agent of kingdom building? It may be in giving more than you're able to give, you think. Or it may be going to someone that you're afraid to go to share the love of Christ. I don't know what it is, but he wants to use you mightily as he did Daniel. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Please take the opportunity to get some time with them underneath the tent. I'd like to ask the ushers, we're going to take a retiring offering, so if you could grab some plates, that'd be great. I need to share this. When we first met each other face-to-face about 6 years ago, we have become brothers in the Lord. We're already brothers in the Lord, but fast friends. And we just want to say we're honored to partner with you. And it's our prayer that in the years to come, whatever the Lord may bring across your path, thank you that we can pray for you and lift you up into your family. We love you, and we would ask at times of need or challenge if we ever can be a blessing to you. And that would be fantastic. We're going to stand. We're going to sing in our lives, Lord, be glorified. We're going to take a retiring offering as you're walking out. If you want to give specifically to their ministry, we support them on a monthly basis by our tithes and offerings. But while they're here, we want to give them a double portion. All right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we confess our need for you. We thank you for the great reminder from the book of Daniel of how you can use one solitary life who is willing to stand. Lord, you have placed us in the midst of a storm, in the midst of needs of people who are lost without you. And Lord, help us then to be people of courage and people of holiness. Guide and direct our steps. Forgive us for our fears and our frailties, but Lord, help us to depend upon you. And Lord, as this family moves on, whether it's to a classroom or whether it's back to India, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon them. Continue to guide and direct our steps. And we pray for those orphans and those children that they are working with, that they would have fruitful lives and that revival would spread powerfully throughout India. And we pray the same for Lake County. And we do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today.
Dear Lord, take us from here filled with your Holy Spirit. Use our lives as both light and salt.
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God, have a great day. God bless you. For those going to Alaska, come on up here quick.